Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom.
Actually, I think I have her muted. Let me. Yep, she's live. But she's. Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello, caller. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you all.
Maybe not. Just send the text.
Okay. We're having a little trouble getting the caller through, but.
Excuse the technical difficulties here. We'll go on. And introduce the radio show. As we were saying, Rosh Hashanah is a very special feast of the three that God gave Moses when he told the children of Israel to come up three times a year. This is very special because it begins what's known as the High Holy Days that would begin with Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, the first day of the new year, and leads up to 10 days to the 10th day of the Hebrew month, where we have Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, followed by the Feast of Sukkot. And something we're really excited about, really excited to talk about. And Brandon, would you like to give the phone numbers for Blog Talk Radio and for the ministry?
We will be using Blog Talk Radio to the top of the hour. 12 o'clock. The number for that would be 347-850-1420, which you can call at any time. We are also simultaneously broadcasting through the Olive Branch Online website, which we are currently using and will use once we are off Blog Talk at 12, that is if we don't go over. And the number for that is 631-533-4099. But for right now, for the Blog Talk Radio number, the number is 347-850-1420.
All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. We were wanting to talk and share a little bit about what we learned this morning. And it's really amazing because our pastor, Pastor Richard Weintraub, he was sharing with us a Jewish prayer book. He said maybe 80 years old that he had. And he was just sharing with us some of the confessional sins that Israel would pray in the days of awe is in preparation for Yom Kippur and atonement. And so we were going to look at some of those and then do a little review on what we learned this morning. And we just thank you. And so, Robert, what's your thoughts?
Well, I was pretty excited to get that list today because, after all, Rosh Hashanah is the New Year's and a time of reflection. And it was so timely and apropos for him to share from this prayer book all the different reflections, all the different areas of our lives that we really need to be taking a look at. Although we are, and through salvation, we are forgiven of our sins, yet we walk our lives each and every single day, and each and every single day we really should be reflectful of how we live our lives and how we walk out our faith. Rosh Hashanah is one of the times of the year that you're able to do that, but in reality, it's not only one time a year. We should be examining how we're walking out our faith each and every single day.
Well, it's our position for the listening audience and those who may not know anything about Olive Branch Ministry and who we are. We're Hebraic Roots Ministry. We believe in the Word of God and the whole Bible from a Hebraic perspective. And we believe that the gifts of the Spirit are still going on with believers, that God, His Spirit is with us. He promised us He never leave us or forsake us. And we believe in prayer. We believe God heals the sick and gifts of the Spirit. And that's important to know. We believe in the importance of You know, knowing that we're saved by grace through faith, that salvation, righteousness, by believing in the righteousness that God brought down in birthing his son Yeshua into this world, is how we receive salvation. And we believe being saved, that we need to have the right confession and the right attitude of worship to God, and that it's important to study the Word, to study the whole Word, not just New Testament scriptures, but to understand everything that's in the New Testament comes from, I don't even like calling it the Old Testament, it comes from the Hebrew scriptures, from the Tanakh. And it's important because Paul asks the questions in Romans chapter 6, verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? And he says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So anyway, Israel, they also were delivered when they were brought out of Egypt, and they made a covenant with God at Mount Sinai and became a people and received the Torah, God's word. And they receive the three feasts to come up every year and to worship the Lord, and especially Rosh Hashanah and the Days of Awe and leading up to the Day of Atonement. It was important to get right with God, and that's what the prayer book, it's called the Siddur, and that's what it has to do with, is taking a look at our life and the things that we do contrary to God's word, and what we know in our spirit is right or wrong, and considering whether we've done certain sins and getting right with God by asking for forgiveness. So you take good notes, Robert. What were some of the sins that Pastor was talking about that the nation of Israel would have to put before the Lord and attempt to get right at?
Well, I have to smile before we get into the list, because as I compared notes with a few people after our study today, you know, a couple of people had 27 different sins that were looked at, and my list was a little longer, 32. So I have to ask the Lord what that's about.
Wow.
Is that an extra five areas in my life that I need to look at? And if so, so be it. But praise God. First one was interesting. They're all interesting, I think, the listeners will find. And the first one, the sin of compulsion, as in a good example would be being a compulsive eater. Do you eat because you're hungry, or do you eat just to eat?
Wow. I'm really feeling guilty after doing the dinner we did tonight. Pastor mentioned buffets this morning also. Wow. Yeah. How often do our senses just grab us, and we just get lost in the compulsion to do whatever it is we're tempted to do in the moment, instead of maybe having a completely different attitude and approach to how we see our life and our walk in this world. You know, these things that we're starting to talk about, you know, we talked about this morning as a ministry, and then we had a teaching where we started in Isaiah chapter 6 and went on, you know, through the scriptures. But it was so powerful this morning, and then we carried that momentum into outreach, and there's still, we had a lot of salvations today on outreach. I still don't have the numbers straight, exactly how many
I believe
were.
8.
So that's something
Glory
to get excited and praise the Lord about.
Hallelujah.
Also. It's really amazing. And, you know, so I know there's a reward in having the right attitude of repentance before the Lord, because that helps us to get out of ourselves. And we're learning in the past few weeks the need to pour out, to empty out, you know, because the vessel needs to be empty so that God can come in. He wants to dwell in us. He wants to be a presence in us. He wants to be able to live through us and make us like a menorah that's lit and just shines its light to whoever we're around.
Amen.
So let's go on and look at some more of the sins that we need to get right before the Lord, and have the right walk and the right humility before God.
And these are all huge. And when we look at ourselves, it's interesting that, you know, we can look in a mirror each and every single day, but this is a look inside of ourselves spiritually. The second one was asserting our own will. And we know that Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. And checking ourselves to see what's God's will for us in every situation, each and every single day.
Wow.
And then hardening our heart. We say no to the Lord, and you know, he's telling us or showing us that we need to change in a certain area of our lives, and we might turn around and say, no, I don't want to do that. I have a better idea. You know, hardening our hearts. And again, asserting our own will. And the sin that we commit unknowingly is another one. Committing sin unknowingly. The sin we commit with our mouths.
Wow.
What comes out of our lips? Does it build people up? Does it tear people down? If it builds people up, it's not a sin. But if it's tearing people down, complaining, being angry all the time, then we're tearing down. We're not being edified.
Pastor took us to some New Testament scriptures as a reference on some of these. He didn't say this one, but I think for that one, we can look at Ephesians 4.
As we turn the pages.
And I think it's 29. It says, let's let Brandon read that. What does it say, Brandon? Ephesians 4:29.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Wow. There we go. So we want to be careful what comes out of our mouth. What are we here on this earth to do?
And it's really important to keep in mind that, you know, for every single one of these, there is a scriptural reference. These are not just, it's just not a list that, you know, somebody just thought of. These are all scripture-based. The next one was the sin of vain imaginations.
Wow.
You know, keeping our thoughts under control, you know, and when it's a sin, it's certainly when they're way out of control. And that's where he went to 2 Corinthians
10, verse 4
and verse 5.
All right.
2 Corinthians. Chapter 10, verses 4 and 5.
All right, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Wow.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Wow. So we need to break down those scriptures a little bit, you know, take a little bit of time with them. So Paul's saying, you know, this is warfare, and our weapons are not carnal. So it's not like, you know, sticks and knives and spears and guns and that sort of thing that we fight with, and we're not out to kill other people. That's not the point. But it is a war, and it's a spiritual fight. And so Paul is saying that they're mighty in the B part of the verse, through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. So they have to be brought down. And these strongholds exist in our mind and in our heart, perhaps, because it says in verse 5, casting down imaginations, because we're told in the commandments, in the Ten Commandments, don't have a graven image. And you know, imaginations can be very close to a graven image, even if they exist in our heart. Jesus talked about that, that, you know, we might not have committed a sin in our actions, but we might have thought about it in our heart.
And I like to look at that verse in the Amplified, because it gives us a better or a fuller explanation of imaginations. Because that I know the first time I looked at imaginations, it was to me it was such a broad concept, and it was hard to get my head around it. And looking at it in the Amplified, it reads, "Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God." Wow.
Wow.
"And we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ the Messiah."
Wow.
"The Anointed One."
Wow, praise God.
Hmm.
Because the whole purpose of his anointing, the whole purpose of him coming into the world is to rule.
Yeah.
And to set up his kingdom. And he even told us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven."
Yeah. Right.
So these things have to come down. Wow.
Like, like a physical example, because we've been getting into Joshua. I mean, how was Jericho taken? I mean, yes, they went inside and they wiped everyone out, but it was not taken by force at all. Taken by a completely unorthodox, no sensical way, walk around the city once every day, the priests blowing the shofars, then the seventh day walk around it seven times and shout at it. And the walls fell down.
Oh, praise God.
So I know pastors talked about sometimes things in the physical, like shadows of the Old Testament of things in Messiah, even though they were physical, they pointed to the spiritual, of what the spiritual representation was supposed to be. And that's kind of like the idea I'm thinking of with that.
And that's where I would go back and read number four, where it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." I mean, that certainly wasn't carnal, them right. marching around right. those walls, "but mighty through God to the pulling down." And that's exactly what those walls did. They
yeah.
came down, pulling down of strongholds. Praise God.
Yeah.
Great example.
Right. And also just in bringing out what the scriptures say there, when it talks about the knowledge of God, it's not talking about head knowledge. This is not to do with what we know about God in categorical doctrine or head knowledge or man's teaching. It's relationship,
mm-hmm.
being intimate with God, being able to be sons and say, "Abba, Father," and being able to know what his word is, know what his promises is, know that he loves us, and to be able to just trust him. And as it says in other scriptures, acknowledge him in all of our ways.
Proverbs 3.
And walk with him.
Yeah. Like it mentions about Joshua a little bit before that happened, that Joshua rose up early in the morning because he wanted to, and a lot of times when I mention that, it's because they're seeking the Lord. And you find out about that in many scriptures.
I just want to say to our listeners, obviously we have some technical sound issues as far as quality, and we appreciate your patience. We'll hopefully overcome that as soon as possible. And we appreciate your listening. As the minutes wind down with Blog Talk Radio, we appreciate our Blog Talk Radio listeners, and just want to acknowledge that soon we'll be switching over to the Olive Branch online.org site, and the phone number to reach for there will be what, Brandon?
The number we will be using will be 631-533-4099.
Okay, let's look at some more of the sins that were from the prayer book that the nation of Israel would come before the Lord to get corrected.
So another one would be the sin we commit openly and secretly, presumption. And Pastor had us turn to Psalms 19,
mm-hmm.
verse 13.
All right. Psalm 19, verse 13. If you listen, you'll hear pages turning. We use real Bibles. And that's important. You know, when your Bible is your Bible, then it's sanctified. It doesn't get used for anything else. So it's not common. You know, it always has that sense of God's presence over it and His holiness. And we were looking at holiness this morning, and that's a real important aspect of God and the things pertaining to God and us. Holiness, being set apart, being different, being other than.
Amen.
All right, what does David say here in Psalm 19?
Verse 13.
I read verse 13, but I'm actually looking a little before, and it's even speaking about it beforehand. Beforehand, he's talking about the statutes of the Lord. I'll start in verse 11. David says, "Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from the secret faults.
Wow.
Keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great."
That's amazing. That's something, you know, we can't be silent on the radio, but it's almost something you just want to sit back and meditate on and say, okay, God, what is David talking about here? The great transgression. Because we don't want to do that. And then, you know, we have so many things to repent for, you know, and praise God, you know, while we were ungodly, Christ came and died for us, and we received righteousness when the good news was brought to us about how God loved us and Son in, who died for us and took away the sins of the whole world. Like John the Baptist did, said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world." So we want to be really thankful for the righteousness that we have that's been given to us as a free gift. And the thing about it is we want to be a light. We want to be like a menorah. We want to shine to people. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 that nobody lights a lamp and then puts it under a bushel. He said, "Let your light shine before men that they see your good works and give you praise." No, he didn't say give us praise. He said give praise to our Father, because we want to walk like Jesus walked. Jesus walked following the will of the Father, and people saw the light of the Father in Jesus. And in Matthew chapter 16, Peter was able to say, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," because then Jesus shared with him that he didn't know that because of flesh and blood, but he knew it because the Father had revealed it to him. And because obviously Peter, following and walking with the Lord Jesus and in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus, saw the Father because Jesus was demonstrating the Father.
Amen.
Okay.
And one other thing he said there with regards to presumption, he says that in the Spirit we release godliness. Outside of the Spirit, you play God and presume.
Wow. Oh, wow. So I do remember he was sharing about how, you know, we could think somebody thinks something or think we know something about somebody. And that's very dangerous to presume things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like he gave the example of, like, if, you know, someone's thinking of something, how do you know you're thinking of that? Wow. It's like, I can just tell by looking at you, you're thinking of that about me. It's like, how do you know what I'm thinking? Did you ask me what I'm thinking?
That's amazing. I just thought of another place that we can go in the Torah that talks about presumption, because it crossed my mind this morning, because I know I've seen it in Deuteronomy chapter 18. And we're at the top of the hour. Goodbye, Block Talk Radio, and hello, olivebranchonline.org.
Yes, we're transitioning over, and the number you can call if you would like to give us, talk to us, and ask for prayer, or if you want to say shalom, 631-533-4099. And Sharita, the listener that's in, I'm not sure if you called in, if you're listening on your phone, or if you were actually calling in to speak with us, you can call us on that number, 631-533-4099.
And we appreciate you. Thank you listening and feel free to call in next time and let us know your comments. Join the conversation.
Amen.
Praise God. So we were looking at Deuteronomy 18 verse.
Let's look at 20 through 22. And Brandon, you can read that.
But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die.
Ooh.
And if you shall say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing follows not, nor comes to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. That shall not be afraid of him.
Wow. And we have a call, a caller.
Praise the Lord.
Hang on 1 second. Let me try to get this call
all
in.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Shalom. Bear with us. Let me